Good morning, Melissa.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you with us. Now, there's a lot going on. I barely know where to begin. Michael, let's start with you and talk about the art aspect of what's happening this month in Jacksonville to mark the Fort Caroline occasion. Can you tell us what's going on?
Sure. As you know, Melissa, the French came first to Jacksonville about 450 years ago. And at that time, they had an extraordinary artist with them. And this artist recorded the Native Americans and their connection and their meeting with the Europeans. Of course, they were the French. And this was depicted then by a set of prints by Theodore Debray that was published in 1592. And that is the basis of the exhibit at MOSH. And then there's an extraordinary event that is happening on the 24th at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6:30, and you have to register to get in. It's free, but this is such an event like Jacksonville has never seen, commemorating the French. We have a group from the University of Florida with an original score and an illustration of all these prints that were done in the 16th century, and they are illustrations of what Debray actually did 450 years ago.
So it's an extraordinary opportunity to see this work up close at the Museum of Science and History.
Yes, and it's up right now. You can go see it. But this event, which will be in the planetarium, will be a video. And it will go on for about 10 or 15 minutes with an original score from the people that are putting it on from the University of Florida.
Very nice. And as, Jonelle, as the MOSH celebrates the French in Florida, you have something else cooking, literally. Can you tell
us about
it?
We'll have an event cooking at Orsay, and we appreciate John and Seta working with us. And we're sold out, which is wonderful.
Already sold out.
The exciting thing that morning will be that we will unveil a beautiful gold leaf sign on the door of Visit Jacksonville that says French Florida Cultural Center. So now the French have a stake in the ground here in Jacksonville. They have a place. So on their door, going into their boardroom, we now have something that denotes that the French indeed have been here since 1562.
Pretty exciting. And this luncheon at Orsay already sold out, darn it. but some pretty good food, I bet, will be served.
Well, and we've really looked at the menu and tried to bring a little French flavor into it, which has been a real pleasure.
What's on the menu, by the way?
Oh,
it's escargot, brie. What are we talking
about?
Oh, here?
Lots of really great. Well,
beef bourguignon?
Yeah, they get a choice. So we've moved out into all the rooms and probably outside as well. So I'm just real pleased to have that. And then that evening at the Jacksonville Historical Society, the UNF experts in archaeology will be speaking. So Jacksonville is going to have more and more events, not just at MOSH, but also at the Cummer. Also, anyone can go on to coj.net and put in 450th and read about all of the events all over Northeast Florida that's happening for our 450th, because San Augustine doesn't have theirs until next year.
That's right. It's a little confusing, Michael Fisher. This is going on now, and then St. Augustine will do something next year. But this is our celebration in Duval County.
It certainly is. And also, most of your listeners may know the Spanish came to Florida because of the French. So really, the French are the ones that started the European colonization of the New World in Florida. I also want to mention that Dr. John Debray will be a speaker, and he is a direct descendant of the person that put together this set of prints in the 16th century. So it's going to be an extraordinary event. University of Florida will have a unique string quartet, and then we have the illustrations. It will be quite an event for people that are interested in the background history of Florida on the 21st.
At the MOSH. Yes.
And more importantly, we need to celebrate Fort Caroline at the Temequan. So do know that the Fort Caroline is yours and mine, and we need to celebrate the 450th, because on June 29th, 1564, it was founded by French Huguenot Captain René Laudnier. That was the first founding of the first colony in what we now know as America. The next day, which is June 30th, was the first Thanksgiving. So I encourage your listeners to do their own due diligence, go to Google and see what they have to say.
We don't need no stinking pilgrims.
No. 61 years before the pilgrims, and this is a very exciting time for Jacksonville. Let's own it.
That's right.
People in Jacksonville should be very proud that we were the first settlement in the New World, in what is now continental United States. And it's not taught well enough in our history to our primary and secondary schools, and it should be. It's really a feather in our cap.
Well, thank you both for raising the awareness here on this program. As you said, if you search 450th, you can find a full list of all these exciting events. Michael Fisher and Jonelle Mulrain, enjoy the art, enjoy the food, enjoy the film. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.